Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Happy Wednesday, a few minutes past 6 p.m. So during this segment, I don't know, we don't plan it, but we usually talk about some, you know, fairly soft Trish's trash kind of stuff, which I like. It's a nice a distraction from what's going on. So Demi Lovato, one of the many performers who are going to save us through song.
Oh, yeah. So last week during the riot at the Capitol building, Demi Lovato was watching, like the rest of us, and she was live tweeting because we needed to know her thoughts on the matter. So Demi was very disgusted at everything happening at the Capitol. I relate. I was upset, too. But Demi decided to tweet about her heart being broken, and she has to speak out about this sort of thing. Then she followed up with another. She could have stopped right there, and everyone would have been like, yeah, Demi, this is a sad day for democracy. Then she followed up and said, this is why I care. This cannot happen anymore. I'm angry, embarrassed, and ashamed. I'm in the studio working on something special after today's assault on democracy. Don't worry, y'all. I'm cooking up something to save our democracy. What's going on with your mic over there,
I don't know what he's doing. He's tearing stuff apart.
Guess I should just leave it alone.
You want to move over to that one?
There we go.
For the time being?
We can make it. I can make it work.
Okay. Tony enjoys the fight.
Microphone is just, it's kind
of
just
I've noticed a couple things about live today. I think more and more of us, and I'm going to go ahead and blame social media for this, like I do most things, but so many of us have this just self-aggrandized view of ourselves. Like so many actors and musicians and athletes are taking it upon themselves to heal the nation. Like, dude, just don't dick it up. I'll settle for just don't dick it up anymore. You know?
People were responding to the tweet like, why don't you just donate some money to a cause instead of like writing a song? Nobody wants to hear the song. We don't care, Demi.
I think it's one of the headlines of 2020. Like the fall of celebrity clout to a certain extent. I mean, I still think obviously there's some people that, you know, hang on their every word and think that they're gods and all of that, but I think more people than ever are just looking at these people and going, just shut up. You're not better than you're not better than we are.
All of us, not just celebrities, but all of us seem to have fallen into this self-congratulatory OCD. Like, you notice that? Like, we can't take a crap without bragging about it.
Right.
We can't do anything without, like, virtue signaling. Like, look at this. Look at this thing I did.
Yeah, one of the things, it really bothers me, I'll see on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube and all this stuff, people will be like, I noticed a homeless man standing at the intersection by my house last week. So today, and there's like very sappy music playing beneath it. It's like, so today I wanted to do something nice for them. And then footage of them like packing a scarf and gloves and granola bars and a bottle of water. That's amazing. That's so cool that you're trying to help out your fellow human being. But I don't know why you felt the need to film it and post it other than to have people tell you how great you are. Like, unless you're providing information on how other people can do the same thing to help people in their community. Even then, I still don't understand why you have to show yourself through the camera, like doing this good deed. Like, there's no point to this other than for you to show off what a great person you are.
You know who I continue to be fascinated with is Lana Del Rey. She just keeps having controversies. You know, the mesh mask, and then her new album has a picture of her and her best friends, and they just look, they look like women. And I think she took some criticism because there aren't enough women of color, and she said they're all women of color. Like, she just can't stay away from controversy. But she says some really brave, interesting things. And yesterday she said, I'm paraphrasing, the biggest threat to humanity is narcissism, not climate change. And I'm like, amen. Right on. Like, climate change is a problem. Economics are a problem. All sorts of things are a problem. But I truly believe that if I had to pick one word, Lana, yeah, mm-hmm. narcissism.
Mm-hmm.
With celebrities, with non-celebrities, we just kind of talked about it, the self-congratulatory thing, the thinking that I'm going to heal all the wounds. I think a lot of it just comes down to that.
I've been watching a lot of old SpongeBobs lately because James...
Strange segue.
Because James has been getting into
it. Speaking of Lana Del Rey's political takes.
The episode where Squidward thinks that SpongeBob ate the pie with the bomb in it.
Yes.
And that he's going to die at the end of the episode. And so Squidward goes out of his way to make sure SpongeBob's last day is great.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the episode, when he thinks that SpongeBob has exploded... Squidward sits up and says, "I am such a good person," even though he's the one
that murdered his friend.
Murdered his friend because he hates everything that SpongeBob wants to do as friends. But he did all those things because he thought SpongeBob was dying in one day, and that's the message.
He just did the bare minimum.
Yeah, that's the takeaway he has from accidentally murdering his friend, but trying to be nice to him on his last day.
Yeah.
I'm such a good person. Yeah. That's what it reminds me of when all these people are like, they put out their Instagram videos or they tweet their messages and they grandstand and they make their songs. And I just feel like they are Squidward just sitting there going, I am such a good person.
I like it. It's a good analogy. There's very little you can't learn from SpongeBob.
The really interesting thing, I'm burying the lead here with Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato is one of the... I have nothing against the girl. I don't care. I don't listen to any of her music. I don't care. Whatever. But she's one of these celebrities where every time she does something, people are like, so stunning and brave. Like, she does no wrong in the press, it seems like. I had to dig to find that story. I feel like I saw someone comment about it, and I was like, oh, that's good. Let me look. What are you guys looking at each other for?
Does anyone else smell burning toast?
I do smell it, but I didn't want to say anything. I thought it smelled like tuna at first.
I do, too. I think it smells like...
I thought it smelled like cigarette smoke, and then it smelled like burning toast. I just want to make sure we're safe.
It's got to be the heater or something. Or,
I thought it was fish. I thought it was tuna.
Yeah, it started tuna, and now it's burnt.
It's weird.
All right, anyway, listeners,
back
if we
Demi
suddenly
Lovato.
Stop talking, call the police.
Her last words were, I don't really care about Demi Lovato.
I saw some line about it, and I'm like, oh, that's funny. I want to hear about this song. Like, that'd be good for the show. I had to really dig to find it, because whoever her PR person is really good. Every story about her on Google right now is Demi Lovato debuts a new pink pixie cut. And it was like pages of that before I could find the actual controversy.
She'd probably stick with that.
Yeah. I just thought that was kind of interesting. Haircut trumped the
He's not going to change the world, but Andrew Yang may change New York City.
Oh my gosh. So Andrew Yang's going to run for mayor of New York City. And he has an apartment in Manhattan. I think it's in Manhattan. Two-bedroom apartment. And then he also has a house upstate. He's been spending a lot of time upstate. And when he was asked about that, since, you know, he's probably going to run for mayor of New York City, he was like, oh, yeah, you know, I want to be in the city, but we're just working, me and my wife are working a lot right now. We have two kids. We're in this two-bedroom apartment. And, like, can you imagine getting any work done in a two-bedroom apartment in New York City right now?
Yeah.
And every single parent in New York City went, yeah, I can't imagine. I've been doing it, and I don't have a house upstate to escape to.
Yeah.
So he's getting a little bit of heat for that. I thought that was interesting. Because he tries to paint him, and I like Andrew Yang just fine. I don't know a ton about his platform. He just seems like a like a cool guy in general, but he did his whole like, I'm literally just trying to get you $1,000. Like, I'm here for the working man, for the everyman. It turns out he's just as out as of touch as every other person.
Who of the also rans on both sides, back going back to the primaries, was it the best four and the worst four? Like, who really, like, this really upped their stock?
It was the best for Marianne Williamson.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly.
With a bullet. With a bullet.
Like, I said to Rach yesterday, where the hell is Elizabeth Warren?
You know what?
I've not seen her face in 6 months.
This seems unbelievable to say and think, but had she not have been named vice president, I would have said Kamala Harris. Because she was going in.
Yeah.
She was supposed to be Trump's toughest matchup. She was the one that was like, this, watch out for Kamala Harris, because she could be the next star of the Democratic Party. Donald Trump doesn't want any part of her in one-on-one debates. And she flopped. She didn't even, I don't even think she made it to 2020.
2%, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think she even made it out of the year, out of 2019, out of that first round of debates. She just flopped, and it. Had she not have been named vice president, I would have said she was one that came out worse for wear. But it's funny how things...
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's funny how things go. But she did not have a good...
No, she didn't.
She did not have a good showing whatsoever. At all. Remember, she basically moved to Iowa for the caucuses, for the Iowa caucus, and just...
You know, it's going to be so interesting.
So bad.
And I know we're talking a lifetime from now. But can you imagine the 2024 Republican primaries, whether Trump's in it or not?
Do we have to talk about that right now? I just got so upset. We're just, come on, man. We just ended the 2020 election.
What do you think? There are a lot of people renouncing their Republicanism.
That's not going to last, I don't think. I think it's they're renouncing Trumpism, and they don't know how else to say it. They're trying to distance themselves from what Republicans have become over the past 4 years, but I don't think that means they're about to go run over and be a Democrat.
So there's real talk about, for 2024, I apologize, Rach, having the Republican Party and the MAGA Party. Mm. Does that just give it to the Democrats, like we always talk about?
I mean, unless the Democrats split off into the Democrats and the progressives.
Yeah.
Which maybe that should happen. I mean,
they're
obviously, these two parties are having a hard time getting along with the people inside of them. So let's do it. I do wonder which would be, I think Democrats outweigh the progressives right now, even though I think that would change in about 20 years. I think progressives would be the bigger party. But I'm curious. I don't know who would be bigger, Republicans or MAGA people. I really don't know. I don't have a grasp on that.
I agree.
I've resisted all week just because I know nobody wants to hear it. But it's just been, like, I just want to go, see, these two parties. Do you need any more evidence that Republicans and Democrats have failed America? I mean, come
and,
on.
Like Rachel said.
But I know
said,
that I would just get crushed and you're missing the point. Blah, blah, so I haven't.
There are far more than two parties.
There are far more than two parties. There always have been. We need more choices.
You could take the NFL
all fall into two
and put
categories.
Everyone into two teams.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we've done.
I've never been more sure in my life that my thought process has been right on the money, that the number one thing that we need in this country is more choice and more parties, because these two have failed us. But nobody's having that conversation.
Well, we are. We always do.
Yeah.
And it's another great time. 2022 would be a great time. Yeah. But it's got to be real.
Yeah.
The Libertarians.
And it doesn't have to be Libertarians.
I voted Libertarian. But the Libertarians might as well just set the next one out unless they get someone real to run.
Yeah.
All due respect to JoJo Siwa, whoever it was that ran for Libertarians.
Yeah. No, I understand that. I understand that. And they need to be allowed to. She wasn't even. They didn't even take the Libertarian vote into account. They didn't even mathematically consider the Libertarian vote to even give them a chance to be on the stage until you're allowed to even have a voice. You're not going nowhere.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.